DJC, KA3JCA.
Q4DJW, KQ4AKE. 4DJW, KQ4AKE. Q4AKE, negative contact, we're clear.
DJW, mobile.
4DJW, this is KQ4AKE.
AKE, W4DJW. Let's see, it's still morning. Good morning.
My name's Wayne. I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I've heard you chatting on the radio a few times. And I'm a fellow pilot. I understand you're into aviation and airplanes and all that. I thought I'd give you a yell and say hello.
Wayne, I do more RC flying than full-scale flying. I enjoy it a lot more with my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground.
I've never really gotten into RC flying, but I've always been interested in it and kind of interested, used to get the magazines and all that, but never actually took the leap and got into it.
Bit far from you, I think. I'm a member of that club too, but I hardly ever go over there. It's called Western Carolina Radio Club. It's over there at the Mesa Soccer Center. You know where that is?
I don't know if I know where that is, but there used to be a field that they used to fly at, and I think it was that same group. Trying to think what road it is. It's a road going out towards Highway 101, and I think it might have been closed down and a neighborhood built on top of it.
I was there since 1964, and they moved over to the old Greenville landfill, which is right behind the Mesa Soccer Center. It's just right up the road. It's only a couple of miles away. And that place you're talking about is at the intersection of 417 and Woodruff Road, which 417 connects Woodruff Road and 101. It's kind of like a little bridge there between those two. And it was just right there in the corner between Woodruff and 417. I've flown many, many hours at that field. I hated to see that one go.
Yeah, John, I know exactly where both of those places are now that you said that again. I know where those are, and been by it and used to see them flying models out there once in a while, but never did stop in. Do you fly real airplanes at all? I had the impression that I thought I heard you say you were on the way back from the airport and had been flying, but maybe you were talking about RCs.
About RC, sometimes it's taking my wife to the airport because she travels a lot. So I'm oftentimes coming from the full scale airport, and oftentimes coming from the RC airport, which I enjoy that a lot more.
Yeah, that's cool. I actually live in a fly-in community in Simpsonville here. And one of the guys that lives out here is a retired 747 captain, and he's really into RC models, and he's into all kinds of oddball stuff, but he likes like really large scale stuff. So he has I think it's a half scale, maybe no, it's a quarter scale Fokker triplane. He likes old World War One stuff. And he's also a pilot, and he flies a real airplane. It's a half-scale Jenny that he flies. And he also just recently bought a full-scale Fokker triplane that hasn't flown yet, but he and another guy are working on putting it in the air. And it's of course, made out of modern materials and all that and has a modern engine in it. But it's a full-scale Fokker triplane, all painted up in the red and white and the black crosses on it and everything, just like the Red Baron flew.
I went flying before. When we were out at the airfield, I think it's flown near. Went back down there, down at that location. Or one like it. There's a couple of biplanes just come by there very often. There's an airfield on 417, too, that's a community. Everybody's backyard is part of the runway, so they're all backed up to the runway, and their hangars are off of the runway, and their houses line both sides of the runway. So that's pretty cool, a flying community as well. And that's just right there at 417 and 101, the other end of 417 from Woodruff Road. That's pretty cool. He probably flies down there at Triple Tree at Harkness's airfield, too. There's a lot of people that do that fly down there. That's a bigger airfield.
Triple Tree a couple of times for the full-scale fly-in they have out there once a year. And I've flown over it when they were having the RC fly-in, and it's really kind of neat flying over it because, you know, from the air you can't really tell those models are just models. You know, they just look like airplanes flying around down there. But that meet they have down there for the RC models is, like, one of the biggest in the country or something. They pull people from all over the world to that one, don't they?
The Byron's Originals up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin was the biggest in the world. But they quit. And now that puts Harkness's event, the Joe Nall, up there at the top of the list. I think they have some pretty big ones over in Germany, too. And I can't remember, maybe Japan. Japan has quite a lot of, you know, a lot of the equipment comes from Japan. So, or it did. Now it's China. But that's the largest one in the world that I know of now. I've heard them say that multiple times, that since Byron's Originals quit up in Oshkosh, then this one took their place. Anyway, I'm over here at Ingalls. I got to run in and get some food, and I'll be back out if you're still around after I pick up some vittles. W4DJW.
Again, I'm not sure if I'll be on the radio. I'm getting ready to go out and try to change a fuel filter in the wife's Subaru, which I'm afraid is going to take a day or two. But if I'm on, I hear you. I'll give you a yell back. Otherwise, I will catch you another day. This is KQ4AKE.